Hello, listeners. Welcome to Chronically Low Competence, an audio-only Let's Play podcast. I'm your host, Dan, and this is it, the final segment of a short hike. We're also, just now, in fact, yep, here we are. We're at the top of my hike. I've reached the peak of the ridge, or at least as far as the trail goes, which circles around this really massive tree, just right here at the top in the middle of the forest. Once again, very pretty. And Coffee had a lot of fun, too. Hey, Coffee, you want to say hi again? Yeah, okay, you're a good boy. He's a good boy. He's very excited about this hike. It's been a little while for him. So anyway, this is it. We're going to finish up the game here, find out what's at the peak and what the what we've been looking for this whole time, cell phone signal, why we care about that. It's really nice. I really like this game. So without any more further ado, sorry for rambling, this is a short hike.
Seems like kind of a hassle. I do see another one right from where I am, though. I guess I could at least do that. Bucket. Water. Lie. And we'll just dump out the bucket. Pop. Ooh, there's a golden feather here. Nice. Well, that was worth it. That was very worth it. Makes me want to go get more. I'm back at Meteor Lake now. I don't remember if there was a sprout here or not. I haven't really been tracking. There is a sprout. I haven't really been tracking the sprouts very well. Pop. Okay, so, I mean, that just got me out of the lake a little faster, but I don't know that that was really worth it. There's the fisherman's boat. There might have been a sprout on the backside of this island with power poles. Let's go find out. Oh, there is. I see it. Ah, crap. I have to climb to get to it from here, though. So that means I need to drop down from above. If I can just, I'll get back up to the lake. Let's try that. I'll get back up to the lake and then fill the bucket. And bounce. Okay, fill the bucket. And bounce. And glide. And bounce. And glide. And now I just need to land. Yes, got it. Okay. Pop. Okay, so that's just, I guess, an easy way for me to get up this side of the island. Nice. Still pretty valuable. Can I find, there's the fish guy again. Can I find that treasure map area again? I think I probably can. Let's see. If I just take this path up, right? Maybe climb up here. Okay, here's that bouncy flower. Let's bounce, and we'll glide this way. This way meaning north. There's the spot of the cave that I busted into. Power pylon. And the cemetery. Okay, yeah, we're getting close. We're getting close. Climb up. Oh, hey, it's Avery again. What do you have to say? Hiya. Okay, so I've set up another route to race. You want in? Sure. Where are we racing to? There's this abandoned building to the west of here. Okay, yeah. I think it's abandoned. Anyway, I'm thinking we should race to the top of it. Whoever touches the post. Okay, that's what that post was for. Whoever touches the post up there first wins. And also, we should only use 5 golden feathers during this race. That'll make it more interesting. You ready? Let's race. Awesome. Let's do this. Okay, so she'll glide too this time. Good for her. I'm just going to keep gliding though. I literally just glided three quarters of that course. Oh, shit. Oh, she's catching up. I gotta go. Run. Okay, up here. Climb this. Okay, here's the building. I don't think I can climb it myself, but I can get up here and fly. Oh, crap. I fell off. She's gonna win. Yep, she won. Okay, she went an interesting right. She went over to the right of it and then climbed up the building itself. Yeah, let's do it again. I think we can win that. I won. You put up a good race. That was really fun. Oh, I nearly forgot. I've got something for you. Found a walkie-talkie. If you ever get lost during a race, ring me up and we can start over. All right. You want to do a rematch? Let's do it. Okay. 2, 1. Go. Okay, we're gliding. We're doing that initial glide. Big part of the map. I actually wonder if I can glide all the way straight across that spot. Oh, shit. Nope, I'm too low. I don't think I'm going to make it. Yeah. All right, walkie-talkie. Where's the walkie-talkie? Yep. I'm running and talking here, but what's up? Let's start over. Sure, we can start over. Okay, this time we're going to get her. Feel it. So last time I tried to improvise and glide around that slow log bridge, but I think that was a bad call. We're gonna not do that this time. Instead, we're gonna just do exactly what I did before. It seemed like that paid off. Except this time I know how to get up into the building itself. Climb up here. Yeah, and then run over here, up on top of here, fly across, and climb the building. Climb the building. Got it. Aha. Beat you, Avery. Come up. Dang, you got me again. You've got some slick moves, but I messed up a bit. I think I could have done much better. Want to do a rematch? Totally. I'll do better this time. All right. We'll win one more time because I think that's probably when she'll give me another medal. And then I think we'll move on. Bum, 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 bum. Oh shit, she's taking a different route. She ended up in the water. Is that good for her? Maybe that's good. Maybe I was wrong about... Oh shit. How did she do that? She like... just zipped up the wall, the hill. No. Shh. I ran out of feathers in the last moment. How did she do that? There's like a, is there an updraft here? Maybe she just used her feathers to gain a bunch of altitude? Yeah, looks like it. Hmm. Oh, hey, there is a sprout here at the base of the building. I bet I could use that to get up really fast. I need some water. Where's some water? I don't want to talk to you yet because I want to get water on that sprout. There's water here. I don't know if I'll be able to get up there with the bucket, but let's try it. Okay, so I filled the bucket, at the river, and we walk up the path and across the log bridge and then down the path around up here. This is where I'm worried because I don't think I can climb. So how do I get up? Oh, no. Can I jump? I can. Yes. Okay, cool. Still got the water bucket. Done. Yes, that will take me all the way to the top of the building instantly. So that is going to be key. Good race. You had some smooth moves. I'm always down for a rematch if you want one. Want to do a rematch? Let's do it. Okay, so this time, let's see if I can get through this a little faster. Okay. Gliding. And she is split off, but that's okay. I'm sticking to my route. No, I missed. Okay. Avery, I'm running and talking here. What's up? Let's start over. I really don't know how she got that much altitude off of her feathers. I wonder if I should just follow her one time. No. I know this path. This route can work. I believe. Okay, we're going to go up to here. So now we're at the log bridge. Fly across. Okay. And then, oh, you can bounce. You dick. Well, guess what? I've got a feather. Or not a feather. I mean a flower. There we go. Beat her. Haha. So she bounced off of the parasol. I didn't know you could do that. Claire, you are a speed demon. And you know what speed demons get? They get awards. You found a medal. Don't think I'm done yet. I'm still improving, so I'll get you next time. Bye. Okay, two medals. I had no idea you could bounce off of the parasol here by the picnic basket. Yep. Okay, well, learn some new tech. All right, let's continue on, because I think this is right by that tower and the treasure map stuff. So let's go try and do that again. I wish I had a lookout station so that I could see exactly where I'm headed, but that's fine. Okay, we're by the tower. I'm gonna head down here. What did that thing say? Read the King's Throne treasure map. It says, south of the stone tower across the river bridge. You know what? I went straight down from the tower. That's not actually south. That is southwest. Okay, so south of the stone tower across the river bridge, a lonely seat sits crumbling upon the royal ridge. So if I actually go south, yep, here's the river bridge. Where is the lonely seat? There's a viewpoint here. There a throne somewhere? What is this sign says Royal Ridge is to the left. So I guess let's go left. Looking for a lonely seat. Now here's Avery again. No. Across the bridge. Let's go back to the bridge. Across the bridge. And what was it? A lonely seat sits crumbling upon the royal ridge. So that's gotta be like a crumbling building, right? But I don't see anything like that out of the viewpoint. Do I? It's probably not that. Is there, maybe get a little, oh, hey, there is a golden flower on top of a little outcrop here, just past the bridge. I bet that was it. Nice. Okay, cool. What's up here? That's the theme of this whole season. What's up here? Okay, so now we're up to Outlook Point again. I want to get to that snowy area that I crossed into before. Here it is. Nice. Hawk Peak Trail up. We'll head up. There's a guy here leaning against the wall. He looks like a bluebird or a blue jay, maybe. Hey, kid, you want to buy some golden feathers? That sounds shady. Yeah, okay. Heck, cool. It'll be 100 coins per damn. But that's more than twice as much as the visitor center. Go buy feathers from them then. But they're all sold out. Guess you're out of luck. So you don't buy my feathers? What? This kid's a gangster. Jeez. Well, fortunately, I've got 500 coins, so give me a feather. Give me another feather. Give me another feather. Give me another feather. How many feathers does this guy got? I bought all his feathers, and I have 152 coins to spare, sucker. What's your deal? What's my deal? What's your deal? Well, I'm hiking up to Hawk Peak. Wow, sounds kind of basic. Just saying, tourists come from all over and they're like, I'm going to hike to Hawk Peak. And then they get up there and they see that it actually takes real effort and then they give up. Jeez, you don't have to be like that. Like what? Like a dick. I'm just saying, it's a little basic. So what is your deal? I gave you mine. I need money. I'm going to be short on tuition next semester. I'm nearly there, though. Just trying to make up some extra cash. Huh. How much do you need? Well, after I sell all my junk, I'll still be short by 400 coins. Yeah, but whatever. That's life, I guess. Let's see. Still trying to get his act. You still need to find 400 coins. Huh. I guess I thought maybe I could, like, give him some of mine in, like, installments. But apparently not. But if I ever hit 400 again, maybe I'll come back to him. There's a sign here that says Hawk Peak this way. It requires at least 7 golden feathers. Novice hikers should consider using more. I have 17 gold feathers. I think I'm going to be fine. Just didn't mean to talk to the sign again. What's over here to the left? There's like a stream and a little path. Not a path, but like just a walkway. To a treasure chest. This kid just needs to walk around and look for coins some more, because they're out here. They are out here in spades. What if I climb up here? Oh, okay. So we're into the snowy area again, and it freezes. It looks like it freezes the feathers that have been used up. So I can continue using them, but they're not coming back. It looks like until I get down into a warmer climate. Interesting. Well, let's do the climb. Oh, hey, there's squirrel guy. Can I talk to you? I guess I can't talk to him while I'm climbing. I guess that makes sense. Hey, the rhino's up here. Oh, hey. Seems like you've really gotten the hang of climbing. Yeah. And then the squirrel's like, hey, I think I'm stuck. Damn, it's too high. What have I done? I can't do this. Tim, take a deep breath. Try and remain calm. You're doing great, and you know you can handle this. Can I? What am I doing? Just focus on the next step. You've got this. I've got this. I've got this. All right. This might take a while. We'll catch up with you later. I'll make sure he's okay. It took me 7 feathers to get to the top of that little cliff, but I did dick around a little bit trying to talk to that guy, so I bet I can do it in less. Hey, there's a warm spot over here. Nice. Okay, further up into the snow, we have a hot spring with a... Is this an updraft? Doesn't seem like an updraft. Maybe that's just to indicate it's warm and that's why it's not frozen. I bet that's it. Okay, let's climb up here. 7. Hey. Hey, there's a polar bear. Hey, polar bear. Hang on there, young friend. I hope you don't mind me saying, but you seem a little unprepared. It's mighty cold up here for folks who aren't accustomed. I didn't expect it to get this cold. My feathers are freezing up. Hawk Peak is unique in the province for Take 2. Hawk Peak is unique in the province for geothermal activity. If you get too chilly, stop at one of the hot springs. That should give you back your strength. Okay, that's what the pond was for. Be safe out there. I'm the one who has to radio your aunt if you're getting into trouble. Guess he's a... Oh, he's got the hat. He's a ranger as well. I guess that's why he'd have to radio my aunt. Well, let's see what's up here in the snow. There's like a bunch of rocks in a circle here, but I can't do anything with them. Oh, well. What's over here? Listen to this song, too. That's beautiful. I love how songs can have that repeating arpeggio figure, and it just sounds great. I don't understand why when I play an arpeggio, it just doesn't sound as good. There's got to be something that I'm missing, but I don't know what. This is lovely. I wonder, I might have to find the sheet music for this. We'll see. I've been trying to teach myself piano for the last couple of years. It's going fairly well, I think. I kind of came into it with a head start in some ways. I took some piano lessons when I was a kid, so I kind of already knew the keyboard, like the names of the keys and stuff. And then I was in choirs for like 15 years, so I read music fairly well. It's really about kind of the muscle memory is, I think, a big part of it. And then there are, while I can read music, it only really comes very smoothly to me in the ranges that I could sing. And so as soon as you get above or below the staff, it's really difficult for me to, not difficult, but it's time consuming for me to figure out what note it is. So still things to learn, you know, that's just kind of how life is, I suppose. There's always more to learn. I found a campfire and it warmed up my feathers. It's pretty nice. And then there's a dig spot here. Shovel. Pop. I will take those coins. I wonder... Hey, more coins. And a hot spring. Oh, a lot more coins, actually. Who keeps leaving all these coins? And a chest full of coins and another coin and then the hot spring. Nice. And we'll double back this way. Is this the way I came? Yeah, that's the way I came up. So, oops. Probably shouldn't run. Just to preserve feathers. Anyway, lovely song. Ah. What's down here? I guess nothing. It seems like... It just kind of runs out. So we'll warm back up at the fire and hop up here, across here. So the path again leads to, oh, there's fish in the hot spring. Okay, well, I'm not big on fishing, but I think that's probably worth it. Yeah. See if we can get a fishy. Nibble, nibble, nibble. Yeah, got it. Come on. What'd we get? I caught a tiny white bass, 20 centimeters. All right, neat. Hey, actually, I wonder if... Because there's a sprout near here. And this hot spring, I wonder if I can use it to get to that sprout. Or I mean, I wonder if I can get to the sprout with the water. I think I can. Let's try that again. Bucket. Bucket. There we go. Fill. And we'll run up here. And fly. And there's the sprout. And pour. Nice. Nice. Hey, got me up to a couple of coins, too. Coin, there we go. And this one as well. Oh, hey, it's a rock with wood on it. I think my pickaxe. Make quick work of that. Okay, It's just a hot spring, not a path. That's okay. Hot springs are good too. Let's drop down. Actually, I want to see what's further around this corner. We cross a bridge, and now we're just kind of working our way along the mountainside, picking up some coins. Looks like there's a fallen bridge here. And, a hot spring with another wooden blocked-off tunnel. And a dig spot. With a treasure chest. With money. Nice. Quick with the pickaxe. Let's bust through this. I bet this is that other path that was blocked before. Yep, sure was. Okay, cool. Fast travel to the ice area, I guess. We'll cross back to the ice area. And what's over here? Oh, there's a sprout up there. Might be tricky to get water up there, though. See if I can figure out a way. I bet... Yes. Yes, I totally can. Okay. Let's go fill the bucket. And we'll just walk back across here. And float over here. Nice. Cool. And we'll just keep continuing around the mountain, I guess. Okay, we're back to the polar bear. So that's, we made a full circumnavigation. Let's climb up here. And we'll just get right back on the regular path. It's windy. It's heckin' windy, as they say. This song sounds a little bit like, not a lot, but a little bit like the opening of Lightning's theme in Final Fantasy 13. A little bit, not like a lot. Climbing up, and there's a fox guy here. Hey, fox guy. Hey, it's you again. We're almost at the top, but it looks like the bridge collapsed. There might be another way up, or I could just go collect more golden feathers. Eh. Well, I have enough golden feathers to make that. Oh, I can see a hot spring too, though. Let's go to the hot spring. Maybe that's the other way up. Sploosh. Okay, and we'll climb here. And up. And across. And up. Okay, so I circled around and there's now a sheer cliff and two trees. I do see another area with a hot spring across a small jump. Let's go do that. Yep, okay. Oh, interesting. So there's a hot spring and then two sprouts up here. Let's bucket. I will drop down and do this sprout. And then hop back up and fill the bucket. Drop down. Yep, and sprout. Okay, well, now we've got two more sprouts to play with. I guess we'll just go right back up the way I came. Oh, I see. That let me get most of the way up the mountain. And yep, there we go. I made it with only 5 feathers needed. And here we are. I think I'm at the top. Yeah, there's a post here. And a lookout spot. Huff. Phew. I did it. And she sits and just kind of enjoys the view. You can see the aurora borealis in like ribbons of light across the sky, the clouds drifting by underneath and the snow falling. It's beautiful. Not even getting out her cell phone. I guess that's the lesson. It reminds me, honestly, a lot of when I was a kid. My, cell phone. Cell phone reception. Hello? Claire. Mom, I'm so glad to hear from you. I've been waiting all day to hear from you. Oh, that's nice. I've been worried. Aw, honey, I told you I'd be fine. Yeah, but you always say that, and I always am. Anyway, how have you been? Well, I'm at the top of Hawk Peak right now. Ooh, wow, I love it up there. May and I used to go up every summer there together. It's about time you made it up. Yeah, I know. You're so big now. My little girl's leaving the nest. You won't have any need for little old mom. But I do need you. I'll never not need you. When I heard about the surgery, how come you never told me this was a thing? I didn't want you to worry, but I know you can get worked up about things. I could have been there for you. You're all alone there now. Really, it was nothing. Everything was fine. I'm just glad you're okay. I love you, Mom. I love you too. That's sweet. Wait, something's happening? The screen's like shaking. A wind gust, the updraft, just showed up coming out of the hot water here. Mom says, was that the famous Hawk Peak updraft? Looks like it. You should catch a ride on it now, before it fizzles out. I wanna, but I'm kinda nervous. Claire, you can do it. I'll come visit you soon, okay? Also, don't forget to say hi to Aunt May for me. She's probably waiting for you back at the cottage. Bye, love you. Love you too, Mom. That's nice. That's really, really sweet. I didn't expect that to be so, like, emotional. They do a good job of, I think, setting this up so that it feels like, oh, it's some snotty teen who wants to, like, check their cell phone, play some cell phone games or whatever. And then you get up to the top and it turns out, no, actually, she is really concerned about her mom. That's nice. Speaking of the cell phone, no, you can't use it again while you're up here. That could have been clever. But okay, let's do some gliding. Ooh, going up, and there we go. And now I can dive off the edge of the building, or building, mountain, all the way down. This is really cool. It's just way faster than all the other flight that you've done. I can kind of soar around the island. There's the power pylons and the tower. I guess I'll take here. Actually, there's just this shortcut here that'll take me back to May. Let's go do that. Just cross through. And here we are, right by the visitor center. I wonder, let's see what the visitor center has to say. Still the same stuff. How many coins do I have? 237 coins. Well, let's go say hi to May. Let's go wrap that up. I happen to be playing this on Mother's Day, so maybe that's part of why the ending hits really well for me. It's extremely timely. All right, what do you have to say? Hey, did you make it to the top? Yeah, it was really nice. I can see why you like it so much, though it wasn't exactly a short hike. I'm really tired. Well, maybe that was a bit of an understatement. Only a bit. It's kind of been a busy day. Oh yeah? What have you been up to? Well, I learned how to fish. Did you now? Yeah. Bill lent me a fishing rod. Of course it was Bill. I don't think I've ever seen him not fishing. Also, I played a game of beach stick ball. Beach stick ball. It's some game the kids play. They're always playing something new. Can't keep up with the youth these days. Same. I can't tell you how many times I have felt extremely old just interacting with younger people in Discord. It's bizarre. And it'll happen to you. Oh, I whacked my shovel against this rock and money came out. It was a money rock. Well, now you're just making stuff up. I highly doubt you found this money rock in Ontario. Hey, it is Canada. In Ontario, they're more of a West Coast thing. That's really funny. Anywho. You hungry? I'm gonna break out the hot dogs soon. Well, kind of tired out. I'm going to go take a nap or something. Alrighty then. Have a good one. Oh, I almost forgot. Mom says hi, and everything was okay. That's great to hear. Your mom's a tough bird. I knew she'd be all right. That's nice. That's very nice. So now I can hit A to go into the building here, which I'm guessing will probably wrap up the game. Sure. I think it'd be nice to take a break. Sleep or not yet. You know what? Nap time. The end. That's it. The End, created by Adam Robinson Yu. That is a very sweet little game. And good job on the music, Mark Sparling. Thanks for playing.
What a game, huh? It's just, that ending is just so sweet. I really love the way that they reveal kind of what the call was about and why your character cared so much about getting to the top, that it's not, you know, that it's not what you expect, basically. Just an excellent, fun game all the way around. If you haven't played A Short Hike and you enjoyed listening to this, I really do recommend that you try it out. We're on our hike, by the way. We are now back heading down from the peak. It's going to be a lot easier, as you may have noticed by me not huffing and puffing all of a sudden. You know, that's how these go. It's fast and fun. You work hard to get to the top, and you get to enjoy yourself on the way down, just like Claire did. I realized, as I was listening back to that, also, that I never finished that that story. I was interrupted by the phone call about what that all reminded me of, which was basically, you know, as a child, I was not very outdoorsy. I'm sure this is shocking news that the guy with the audio-only Let's Play podcast was not very active or outdoorsy. Anyway, that said, my parents were. You know, they really loved to hike and camp and all that kind of thing, and so they would frequently, I'm going to say drag, because that's kind of what it was at the time, they would drag me on these trips, which would basically break down to me reading a book in the backseat of the car the whole way there, and then trying to get through the hike as fast as possible so that I could then get back to the car and resume my book. But, you know, I'm actually really glad that I did all those hikes with my parents now. You know, they're fond memories that I look back on. And also, it has become something that I enjoy now as an adult. I mean, I'm on a hike right now. This is not like a terribly unusual occurrence. My wife and I do all kinds of little hikes in our area. Coffee and I do all kinds of little hikes in our area. And so it's just funny. It's funny how those things happen, where something that you didn't really enjoy as a kid and thought was kind of a waste of your time ends up being something that you want to do for fun. So I guess the lesson there is parents don't always listen to your kids, but then also do listen to your kids, because I mean, you don't want, they also do know frequently what they really want or don't want. So I don't know. It's difficult. You'll figure it out, I'm sure. As I've said so many times this season, thank you for joining me for this this little hike, this short hike, and thank you for listening to the whole season. I really appreciate that. I think I've forgotten to say it in all of the outros so far, so I'll say it in this one. Please, you know, if you haven't already, rate and review the podcast on basically any platform you want. That is super helpful to me. You can also reach me through my website, which is in the show notes, as well as through Blue Sky. I'm pretty active on there these days, actually. And I also announce all the episodes on there. So if you would, you know, comment and repost those posts, that is actually super valuable, more so than doing just a like on the post. So if you wouldn't mind doing that for me, I'd greatly appreciate it. And we are going to be coming back for a season 3. Yeah, I hope to see you there. hope that you'll stick with me for that. And as always, thank you very much for listening.